We'll start at St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a nation of islands between the Caribbean Sea and the North Atlantic Ocean. St. Vincent itself is the largest island here, and its highest point, at just over 4,000 feet, is the La Soufrière volcano. It's erupting. A lot of St. Vincent's population lives more than 10 miles south of the volcano, in the capital of Kingstown. But there are thousands who live near the mountain. And one thing that's a threat to them are pyroclastic flows, when a mix of lava blocks, ash, and volcanic gas rush down the slopes of a volcano. The U.S. government says these flows can destroy almost everything in their path. In addition to that, the nation's emergency management organization says a massive power outage occurred on Sunday, and a lot of homes had lost running water as well. So the disaster caused by La Soufrière could interrupt life there for months, according to St. Vincent's Prime Minister. The air has filled with ash, so much so that people on the island say it's hard to see the volcano, but they can smell it. Sulfur has been carried through the air as far south as the capital. Officials are telling people with respiratory problems to be on guard against that. And they say La Soufrière could continue exploding for days or possibly weeks before it quiets back down again.